In today's GG Over Easy, we got some stuff to talk about to see if you guys are interested in supporting us. Ash finally wins in Pokemon. Rob doesn't understand it.
I don't care.
But it's a big deal. Borderlands 3, we played through it all. What do we think? Destiny news, some balance changes, Rob's workout life, as well as what drove me to do mine. And lastly, a story, a very interesting one that I haven't shared yet. Everybody has a crazy neighbor. And I found mine. All that and more in today's GG Over Easy. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the podcast rated 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Rob, I believe we have a review ready.
I do. This was made Tuesday by Don't Have a Clever Nickname. It says, just watched Superbad and Blue actually sounds so much like Michael Cera. It's crazy. Anyway, love you and I love the podcast.
Hey.
So I thought, you know what? Give Blue his little dabs there and, you know, and have a good time. Thank you for that. Remember, guys, leave your reviews. 5 stars.
Yeah, that's not an option. I don't care about your opinion. Is it's fantastic. It's the best podcast you've ever listened to.
So do that first.
Yeah, do that first. Or on whatever platform you listen to. You can find it anywhere. You probably listen to a podcast. Or on my YouTube channel, you have a very professional podcast.
We do.
Going with
three cams. It's
set.
Back. It's
that's
back
right.
This week.
It's back.
It's back.
Batteries are good to go.
I don't have to edit that now.
Yeah, I was going to say, have fun with that one. We're back. And we can go ahead and start off briefly. We want to touch on this. Don't want to spend too much time. But obviously, podcast has come back.
Yes.
I remember reading a comment on this one with Datto on the Fruit Summit. And there was a comment like, oh, wow, you guys are actually doing it. Like you're still posting.
Oh, so like 6 episodes. Like, this is like legit.
Then
it's like
last
that.
3 weeks and then you quit.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I didn't think you'd actually like. What do you say? What do you think we meant when we're like, we're doing this every week?
Exactly. Like, this is something that we're very serious about. And we want you guys to have something like to listen on Sundays. Because like, I can't tell you how many times that people tell me on Mondays that like I drive like an hour and a half to work. And like GG Over Easy is like the perfect amount of time to like listen to all that kind of stuff.
All the reviews I read are like, you know what? Thanks to your podcast, I learned what a terrible podcast is. And now I've
now follow mine.
Yeah. And this is what
stop
it is.
Stop listening to other podcast, please.
Yeah. Listen to this bad podcast. Stars. That's right.
Thank you, Blue.
Rate us, if you hate it, rate us 5 stars for being the worst.
Yeah.
Or if you like it, rate us 5 stars.
If you have anything constructive, just kind of throw it out the window, put it in the deep, dark pit of your mind where you won't remember it, and just give us a 5-star rating. Thanks. I appreciate that.
But it's something that can like help out the podcast and stuff like that. And we want to have like fun kind of tiers and stuff like that. We want to make sure that it's like worthwhile for you guys so you can like get some fun kind of different kind of content on the Patreon page rather than like what you'll find on like our Twitch channels or like what you'll find on like Christian's channel or something like that. Something that's like kind of specifically for the Patreon channel or just anything. So if you guys have like any ideas or anything, I know asking the comment section for like ideas because I'm going to get, I literally asked my chat. I was like, do you guys have like any ideas? They're like, feet pics of bath water. And I was like, no. And then
thanks
they're like,
for nothing.
Play with me for $5. It's like, guys, like, never mind. You know, this is actually a terrible idea. Like, never mind. I didn't ask any of this.
Well, so the main driving factor behind starting one is we brought back, and the idea is, to, as you guys can tell, like we have set ad breaks.
Yeah.
Which normally there is stuff going on in the audio forms.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't really hear them in the videos. They're like,
yeah.
You're like, you realize you didn't have an ad break. And there's like, yes.
Like, hey, I just want you guys to know there was no ad break. And it was kind of just awkward. And it's like, thanks, dude. Like, yeah, we get that. Trust us.
So we're on the hunt for advertisers. And we have some people helping us and stuff. But in the meantime, while we kind of get picking up and going, the longevity on the channel, I want to make sure it's not Sekiro Part 2.
Yeah.
Where... like the views are, and the engagement are still great, and obviously we want to continue making it, but I'll either have to move it to a different channel or try and keep it on the main channel. But again, the only problem is I don't know how YouTube's going to see that there's a video every week underperforming.
That like does like underperforming, and then all of a sudden they just think you're a dead channel, and then all of a sudden
screw everything.
It.
Yeah. So just a little bit about that, and then being able to just have a consistent stream of revenue for the podcast for all of us rather than having to rely on either advertisers or like again the YouTube recommendation, which can be nonsense to say the least.
Exactly.
So we love doing this though, and we certainly don't intend to stop.
Yeah.
So Fear not, whether or not we have a Patreon going.
Yeah. So if you guys have like, please, if you have like good ideas, like I know I'm not saying you guys all have bad ideas, but like I just don't want to see feet pics or bath water. So if you guys like actually have like some ideas, like please let me know because we're looking. We already have some ideas, but like nothing set in stone yet.
Yeah. So just wanted to bring that up. We kind of test the water, see what you guys would think.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously, you wouldn't be obligated to support.
No, not at all.
This is very much like a, you really enjoy it and you just want to.
Support the boys.
Yeah, support us in any way you'd like, then that's a possibility. But if you want to continue watching for absolutely free, that's...
Go for it. I can't believe you even like to watch this for free. Like, that's what is like sick about it. Like...
I'm surprised they don't have to pay you to watch this or listen to this.
Yeah.
So that's Patreon. Just wanted to bring that up. We'll kind of just gauge either like comments on this video or some social media comments. See what you guys are thinking about it. But let's get into the most important topic of the day, Rob. Ash finally
I thought it was the Borderlands talk, man. No. I actually got like super stoked about it. I was like,
what do you mean? Ash finally wins the Pokemon League.
Why is that a big deal?
Yeah. Here on the notes, Rob wrote, Ash finally wins in the Pokemon League, which that already, like the way you worded it, you have no idea what you're talking about. And then WTF, is that a big deal?
Why is that a big deal? Everyone's like, dude. Ash really works so hard, dude. He's like 29, all right? He should win the Pokemon League.
Because it's like seven regions.
It's been a lot of regions. Kalos, he should have been champion. I'm not going to lie. This one feels a little cheap. Kalos should have been the one. I don't know if you guys watched the... Which I didn't really. I usually pretty much only watch Pokemon until I get to the league. And then I'll watch it.
What was the first... Like when I watched Pokemon, like religiously as a kid.
The original Elite Four.
And where did he get there? Pokemon League. What place did he get there?
He was only top 16.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, really? He only got top 16.
He's never won.
Is that when his like Charizard like flies up and like does a suplex? That was a dope episode. Yeah, that was sweet.
The lost. That's the thing. Like that's like the ultimate thing as a trainer. Like beat the Pokemon League and Ash trying to be the best Pokemon trainer. But every time, fails, loses. I haven't seen this new one yet.
Uh huh. Is it dub or sub? Like,
subbed.
Okay, it is.
Or no, sorry, dubbed.
Okay,
it came out in Japan.
Oh,
America probably won't get it for, I don't know,
like a year and a half or something
like that. But that's why. I mean, if it was English, then we would have known about it a while.
I just don't get it. Like everyone was like, "We're gonna throw Ash a party on Twitter because he finally won." I was like,
"Well,
what
it's
you?
Like." It's literally it's 22 been 22 years in the making. 22 years.
Yeah.
Like...
Watching from a kid, watching Ash do all this and never able
What was his team that he won with? Like, you're telling me that this team was better than any team he's ever had previously?
No, it's actually probably his weakest team in a long time. It was...
But it's all about heart.
It was Melmetal, Pikachu, and Lycanroc. And then the rest of his team consisted of, like, Rowlet and Litten. Or Litten's Torkoal. So he's got a pretty... It's pretty not a great team.
Pretty meh. But he's the
compared
best.
Compared to his last gen team with fucking Ash Greninja, he was stacked and he still didn't win. That was a tragedy. He should have won.
He got rigged.
So how old is he at this point in Pokemon?
He's still 11.
He's still 11.
He's 10.
Oh, he's 10?
Yeah.
I thought he was 11 in anime.
Well, how old was he when he left Pallet Town? -8?
Yeah. I mean, the point is he's still very young and... refuses to age, which is incredible.
Does he have like a Misty and a team like that now, or like is it just Ash kind of just chilling with Pikachu? Pikachu also has to be like 87.
But his group is always like changing. Really, the only one that ever stayed the same for a while was Brock and Misty.
And well, then they like reintroduced them too, right?
Yeah. Well, and then Misty left, and the Brock stayed around. And then we got all the other stupid girls that weren't Misty.
And then Brock like left to go take care of his like brothers and sisters.
Yeah, when Brock left, that's when men cried. Like
yeah, I did.
Brock was the day one. He was there for so
long. Taking care of his family, man. No. Like, that's cool.
I cried that episode. Was it the end of Johto or was it the end of Hoenn? It had to have been the end of Johto. Where they're all like different fork at the road at the very end. It's the last episode. Mm-hmm. And Misty goes her own way. Brock goes her own way. Ash goes her own way.
Before Fast
I cry like old baby.
That is symbolism at its finest. Like, that is great. You're like, whoa, like they're going different paths. Really splitting from each other.
They were. I was like, this is my childhood.
What season is that?
That was, I mean, I don't know which season.
Were you like 15 when you saw that? Or how?
Oh, no. I was like 7, 8.
Way younger. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was one of the first.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I was still living in Florida. I was maybe 8 or 9.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you're like, Christian, why are you crying? Nothing.
Well, I was watching with my friend. We were both like,
man. You crying, dude? It's stupid.
Yeah, this is.
What are feelings?
This is so dumb. Yeah, no, that's.
So what does he get for winning the Pokemon League? Like, he's just the best trainer now? Like
ultimate clout.
Yeah. Omega clout. Realistically, you really don't get a lot from Pokemon League other than winning. It's like...
It's like Smash tournaments.
Yeah.
You get clout, but you just don't.
There's no money or anything.
Yeah. But you're the best.
Yeah. So it's a big deal, especially from my childhood. Especially always wondering.
I'm surprised you didn't tweet about it. Like, that, yeah. Like, man, I knew Ash could do it. Like, I've always been rooting on you, buddy.
I didn't know Ash. I didn't know he could do it. Well, that was the whole point. And it, for a lot of people, it means a lot because, like, you always saw that, like, no matter how up he was or stuff, he tried and he failed.
He failed.
And then finally.
He finally cracked through.
Yeah, waiting for my moment. And see if.
Hey, you're in your seventh gym battle, Blue. Keep fighting, dude. You'll get there.
Yeah. You just gotta get all the badges first, and then go to your first Pokemon League, and then lose that, yeah. And then go through six other regions.
I'll succeed one day,
and then find out Giovanni's your dad.
Ooh. I mean, that's.
I like that theory. I'm a big fan of that theory. That Giovanni is Ash's
dad. I've
heard
that one, but
you don't like it.
I know. I don't buy it. I don't think they went that deep.
Oh, they look exactly alike.
They look exactly the same, dude. They're both anime characters.
Was that? Oh, I thought you were going to say something, Blue.
No, I was just, it's the art style. Of course, they're always, all the characters kind of have a little similar.
Giovanni doesn't have Z's on his cheek. So.
Oh, my God.
Here comes the conspiracy theory.
It's just a theory.
You know, so that is a big deal.
Sure, okay.
Whether or not.
It got written into the podcast, so it must have been a big deal.
Whether or not you understand it, it's a big deal, especially for kids watching.
I was a little torn, though, I'm not going to lie.
Why? Torn in what sense?
I thought he just wanted Silvally to win.
And once again, Pikachu nukes.
Did Pikachu like
Pokemon.
Oh, you watched it, Blue?
A little bit cheap, but you know, I'm not gonna.
Oh, so you watched it
there.
Well, Pikachu won the fight?
After I heard about it, I was like, oh shit, I gotta watch this.
Where'd you even find it?
Yeah, bro, just look on YouTube.
It's on. Okay, well, fair enough.
You can find anything on YouTube.
Because,
no meme.
Oh my!
It's because I love you.
Shut up. So, Pokemon, big deal for us, okay, and for all the kids watching. It shows you persevere. You might not always win, but eventually.
I mean, I got that from like My Hero, so like I get it. Like, I mean, My Hero inspired me, so I'm sure somebody out there Ash is their Deku. You know what I mean?
Not mine, but it's still a big deal, and. Coincidentally enough, the same day ESAM wins an S tier event with Pikachu in Super Smash Bros.
Oh,
Ultimate.
Really?
I didn't know that. Stars aligned.
ESAM's never won an S tier.
I didn't know
S-tier
that.
Tournament. Yeah.
I missed that.
He won an S tier tournament.
I don't think he's ever won a
Pikachu.
Major in general.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like the biggest kind of.
So is Pikachu S tier in Ultimate now? Like, or.
No.
I thought it was Pichu.
I
was
think
like
Pikachu's
the best
definitely.
One.
Top tier. I think Pikachu's
I think
top
he's
10.
A tier, but I don't know S tier.
I mean, how
I
many
Pikachu's top 10? But point is, Pikachu's definitely not like top 5 character you see all the time. Like,
I mean, you like, don't really you don't see anyone except.
Well, I was gonna say, what characters have you seen that have like repeated at majors? It's only like Joker.
Well, I mean, it's
kind of
hard
right?
to gauge because MKLeo wins all of them, and pretty much the past like 4 S tiers were Joker. But
yeah, you know. But the character diversity is dope. Like, certain top 8s, you'll have, like, 13 different characters show
just
up.
Just no Snake, no Olimar. That's all we need.
Well, yeah. Olimar got pretty nerfed, so he's not really a...
Good.
It's well, unfortunate.
I just remember fighting you in the Smash tournament, dude. And, like, you throwing the pigment, and, like, one got on me, and I was, like, 50 damage later.
Yeah,
I
was,
like,
that
well,
that
you
was
were asking me, I was like,
Olimar.
What are you... Yeah, you're like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know.
I'm just fussing side.
Yeah, I
me,
hate
man.
Freaking Olimar, dude. He's the least interactive character to play as. But the buzzes Olimar gave... tweak the Dickon.
Oh, did it?
Tweak was tilted.
Tilted.
You saw me with Destiny. Like,
yeah, that was pretty bad.
Tweak was visibly sitting on the stage, like, oh, like after every stock and stuff.
What
like,
was Tweak playing?
PT, Pokemon Trainer.
Oh, okay.
And then I think at one point he went Wario.
Sure he did.
Well, he even said, like, I'm not going Wario this tournament. And then it got down there and he was like, yeah, great. I got to try Wario.
I'm going Wario.
He went PT. It didn't go well. But that's a whole different thing. And most of our viewers don't understand the intricacies of the Smash competitive.
Watch Smash scene. Competitive. It's probably my favorite esport to watch, honestly. Like, Hovi got me into, like, Smash, like, Melee kind of, like, competitiveness. And then it's probably, like, my favorite esport. Probably
yeah, we're not
watch.
Boomers anymore, though. We watch Ultimate.
I still like Melee more, dude. I'm gonna be honest. Like,
I'm enjoying watching Ultimate more right now, though, especially because like right now Melee's in a tough spot. A lot of the big guys have either retired or moved or aren't competing as much. But the storylines there—that's what made.
That's what makes Melee. That's what it was.
Is a storyline.
All the people, like the four gods, and all that kind of stuff.
You don't purely watch the game.
No.
For the game.
No.
The 15, 16, 17. Yeah.
I mean, I'm subbed to Mango, like on his stream, just because it's Mango. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even watch his stream, but it's Mango.
But it's Mango down.
I support the kid.
So we'll move on to the real part of the podcast. Shadowkeep.
Oh, no, just kidding.
We'll move on to Borderlands.
Yes.
Borderlands.
Let's hold on. Before we get into like the Borderlands, let's just state for the record we are going to be talking about spoilers. Like, come on.
Spoilers.
Yeah, we are talking about spoilers, like storylines, characters, everything.
At this point, I should have uploaded the entire Let's Play too to the channel.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to see our Let's Play of it, it's up there.
Link down in below.
It's probably on the main channel, which means please go watch it because it could kill the channel. Appreciate that. That's why I tried to upload it in as few of videos as possible. I was originally like, I'm just gonna make it a 1 30-hour video. And I was like, wait, there's a 10-hour video in it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, what is it? Like, just 8 hours each?
Yeah. Instead of, because I could make it like 10, 10, 4.
Now, are you editing it kind of? Or is it just pretty much like 8 hours of the stream, eight hours of the stream? Like,
I gotta edit. Edit out parts where like crashes or.
Did like, you like have like a word pad? Like, and, did you kind of keep track of it, or like, are you gonna try to have to like skim through it?
Yeah, I'm just gonna have to like kind of skim.
Oh, that
it's gonna
sucks.
Be rough. I tried to like do my best, but
yeah,
there was no way. And you know, like 5 hours in, I'm too lazy.
Well, like I was recording it, and I got like 16 hours worth of footage, and then my like computer was like, "Hey, dude, like I need space, man. Like,
bro,
you need
calm
to
down.
Clear me up." Then I was like, "Okay, well now I just don't have anything else. So screw it."
So before we go more in depth,
mm-hmm.
we're just going to go ahead and score it.
Okay.
After playing it. We'll just start with our score.
Okay.
And then we'll go more in depth.
Okay.
After the fact. Okay. So let's start with Blue. Blue.
9.
Out of. Easy. Okay.
9 easy. No 10, though.
Yeah.
And like a perfect game. Well,
we should get into. I mean, we'll go into specifics after we all score it.
Okay.
So Blue says 9 out of 10.
Blue says a 9 out of 10. I would agree. 9 out of 10. I haven't gotten to 50 yet, so like I still have like some playing to do. But 9 out of 10. What about you?
7 out of 10.
Whoa.
Yeah.
7 out of 10.
You were all excited about this, and I didn't want to tell you what I thought. Yeah, we're saving it for the podcast.
Oh, no. Uh-huh. I was like, what do you think? He's like, oh, I loved it. It was the best game ever. And like, I guess those were all lies. Those are all lies.
But you know what aren't lies?
These ads.
That's right.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying Fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try Fume.com/GG.
And welcome back to GG Over Easy. Our audio listeners probably heard something in our video. People are like, we didn't need to be back. But we're back.
Yeah.
Just scored it. Blue gave Borderlands 3, 9 out of 10. Rob, 9 out of 10. IGN, too much water. And myself, 7 out of 10.
7 out of
which
10.
Which shocks Rob and Blue.
Yeah. I don't think it shocks Blue. It shocks me, though. I definitely thought you were having a lot more fun than just 7 out of 10.
Well, I'll explain myself.
Okay.
But let's go down the list first.
Okay.
So let's explain the scores, and then we can go more into it. So let's start with Blue again. Blue, 9 out of 10. Explain it.
Just 9 out of 10. The story was pretty dope. There's some parts where it was kind of like at the end, it felt a little rushed. But for the most part, this game is exactly what I love from Borderlands. It's just a bunch of cheesy comedy. The story was a lot longer than I thought it was going to be, which is so dope. We got to all these dope-ass worlds, huge-ass worlds.
Yeah.
The different guns are dope. Like, the game is really pretty. And, I mean, there's just so much shit to just fuck around with, and that's exactly what I want from Borderlands. There's nothing about this game that has disappointed me. I know people wanted like the Destiny 2 experience. They thought this game was going to go like as a game as a service route.
No.
But
the Destiny 2 route as it comes out, and it's miserable.
The Destiny 2 route is like an eternal stream of, it's pretty good.
Yeah, but it'll get better.
Borderlands is like just a big burst of just, fuck, this game is fucking dope.
Yeah, I mean, there were times where Datto was like, we're gaming, like, was having so much fun.
Like that's the exact experience that I don't get from Destiny often.
For sure.
I hate going back to that, but everyone's going to keep on asking me about the comparison. And
I mean, you can't help it games. It's like our main game.
And that's why I like Borderlands so much. It's just a fucking, like, just from start to finish, this game was so fucking fun. And there's still a lot of stuff for me that I want to do in the game. Yeah. The end game of it is not for everybody, and that's totally chill, but it's for me, and that's why I'm going to keep playing it.
I like that, Blue. That was a pretty good synopsis. I like that.
That's why they're opinions.
Yeah. For me, it's a 9. I like the story. It's been like a long time, though, since like Borderlands 2 or anything like that, so it's like kind of hard for me to remember. I mean, like, during it, you're like, oh yeah, Roland died. And then like, wait, this guy died? And then like,
I didn't know Scooter didn't die in Borderlands 2. I guess he died in the pre-save.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a Pepe hands.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So
that.
Where's Scooter? I was like,
yeah. Come on and catch you a ride. I
was like, that was funny. Chrissy goes, where's Scooter at? And Blue just goes, don't tell him.
Yeah, like, oh, he doesn't know.
He doesn't
like,
know.
What?
He's gonna wear.
Yeah, I like that, like, you get off Pandora pretty soon. You're not on Pandora for very long. I like the side missions and stuff. And, you know, it's just a fun game to kind of lose yourself for, like, 7 or 8 hours and, like, just not take it too seriously. If you're looking for a game that, like, when you're done getting to level 50 and you want to go grind a bunch of side missions or something like that, or have multiplayer, or, like, have that kind of essential Destiny experience, you're not going to get that with that. And think, like, what Blue's saying with like the end game is pretty much is kind of perfecting your build to the utmost ridiculousness. And I think like people are having an issue with that like that the end game is to become as broken as possible.
End game is only as deep as you are creative, I'm gonna be honest.
Exactly. So it's only gonna go as deep as you allow like how you want your build to look and what you want to be able to do. And like, oh, like this gun will give me 20% slide speed, and then this already gives me 80% slide speed. So I want to get this like shield that gives me another 40% slide speed. So like, let me go grind for those. And like, people don't like really like farming the same boss over and over and over again on Mayhem and that kind of thing. But I mean, it seems like it's something like I would like to do. I mean, I can only probably do it for so long, and that's why it's a 9 for me, is because I know that like by the time I hit 50, that I can only get like my guardian rank and like all my other kind of stuff so high and like so optimized that the next time I'm gonna like want to play that game is just to play a new character. And then playing that new character, you just go 1 through 50 again and just repeat that cycle.
I will say the biggest reason I'm not a 10 is because the optimization is so bad. Holy
yeah, you hate
shit.
The UI. You hate the UI, right?
The frames drop so hard, and then the UI is just dog shit. I love you, Gearbox, but like, bro, that,
I mean,
the
I
UI
didn't have
really
any
bad.
Frame drop issues,
but that's about it. Like, that's about it for me. But yeah, that's why it's not.
I had two
not,
computers,
not
so I'm definitely in the minority, like in that kind of frame drop thing for sure. But like, even like sometimes I got frame drops, dude, and I shouldn't be getting any frame drops when I'm playing a game.
Well, I mean,
you
I'm surprised.
On $5,000 computers. No reason you guys should
you
be
have, like,
losing anything.
Yeah, but you have like 2,000 particle effects on the screen. Like that was data. Data's big as a playground. I was like, I don't know what I'm shooting. And that was mine too.
Yeah.
Like I was using the mini map to be like, where's the enemy?
Like just look for the red diamond.
Yeah.
Or
and I'm like, all right, shoot in that general direction. So my 7 out of 10.
I mean, we played it for how long?
So from start until we've finish the story, like the very last mission with our side missions. It's like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Which actually was faster than I heard, because I heard average was like 30.
Really?
And they said they didn't do all the side missions, but they must have done a lot more than us. Because, I mean, we pretty
we
much almost, until the very end, any side mission we got, we did it immediately.
We did. Yeah.
And then towards the end, the last few worlds, it was like, okay, the story's picking up.
Let's just kind of do this. We'll do a side, we'll throw in some sides, and then we'll do like three mains. A side, three mains.
But for me, I think the story was pretty weak. The writing and the whole direction it took.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't really hook me.
I didn't like Ava. I didn't like Ava at all. Like,
I could see where they're going, but Ava was definitely a low point.
And like the super, again, spoilers, like super like trite, oh, you're rebelling or like not doing this because of that. This person you love dies, and now it's all your fault, and now you have to grow because of it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. It's like, oh my God, Maya's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, this is horrible. Mm-hmm.
And I think it kind of shares the same tropes as like a Borderlands 2 does with like Roland dying and all that kind of stuff. So I can definitely see some tropes that they keep falling into.
But the villains, they had their moments, but like...
Nothing like Handsome Jack.
No, like, nothing remotely close.
No.
Or
Handsome Jack is like not even... Like there's... Could you name any other video game villain though? That besides Handsome Jack, like off the top of your head?
I mean, but that was it. Like that was the bar.
Yeah.
Like, it's 7 years to raise the bar.
Yeah.
And
no one's ever going to reach that bar again.
I also don't like how they made fun of Twitch streamers. I'm not like that, apparently.
Well, apparently I didn't know too, but I guess they didn't have the Borderlands 2 writer. Either pissed him off or something. He left and they didn't bother getting him back. So that was someone new.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And so, like, yeah, for me, like, the story early on was really odd and I didn't feel very connected. And the problem I had was, like, it wasn't until the very end things started, like, Blue kind of mentioned, like, things started to pick up and that was practically in and it rushed.
Yeah.
And then it's all over.
Well, now that I think about it, like, one of the problems I did have with the story, and, like, this is what, like, I have against, like, Destiny's, like, story too. You go to a planet. You run into a familiar face. You run the round with that familiar person. And then now they're part of your team. Let's go to a new planet. Oh, okay. There's a part of your team again. Oh, then it's just like the same old kind of thing. And then there was a lot of escort missions too. Like just kind of send 40 bad guys your way and kind of just escort them kind of through. Don't get me wrong. That's a lot of fun. And I love shooting the guns and everything because that's like what you're supposed to do. But it almost just felt like just an unnecessary swarm of bad guys.
The other things I had was shooting wasn't as good as I'd hoped. Like,
what guns are you using then, man?
Gunplay for me, I would still rather shoot in Destiny every single day.
Wow, really? Yeah. Wow.
You, Blue, you're going to try and tell me the gunplay in Borderlands is better than Destiny 2.
Gunplay in the
really
sense
over,
of like...
I think we really overemphasize how good Destiny's gunplay feels. So many games are catching up and Borderlands is one of them.
I don't think
so as good as it feels to shoot in Destiny, it's not like, oh, Destiny's in a different class, because I don't see that anymore.
No, see, I would put, like, I would love shooting, like, PvE characters in Destiny just as much as I like shooting bad guys in Borderlands. Like, it's probably about the same.
Well,
like, it's just, just zoning out and kind of just
I enjoy
things.
It differently, because Borderlands is more arcadey and, like...
For sure.
Just, like, crazy. Super out there, yeah, I'm like...
Fiesta.
Like, it's what you're meant to just kind of...
Break the game.
Yeah, like, and, it's mayhem, literally, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing around a whole bunch of stuff, but I didn't enjoy it quite as much. Some of the guns just didn't pack the same punch.
I hate the Hyperion's charging guns, that like the ones you have to charge and then it's like, boom, 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 boom. Those
yeah, there worse. Wasn't as much variety as I'd hoped until you get to like the legendaries.
Yeah,
like it was very much set. The gun was determined by the the weapons maker, mm-hmm. and there wasn't much variation. Mm-hmm. So like if you like the Torx, whatever, they would just shoot single like impact bombs, yeah. whatever. Yeah,
or you could like switch it to sticky.
Yeah, and but like that was it for everything. And yeah. so like all the Torx more or less felt the same to me. Mm-hmm. So as much as they like touted weapon diversity, like the unique ones did, but all the others felt like they just blended in.
Yeah, like
so it. Once you get to legendary tier guns, a lot of the guns don't give away everything they do when you look at them.
Well, yeah, that's why with every legendary gun, you just gotta
try it.
Like that sniper gun.
Mm-hmm. So I've been pretty deep in.
I mean, you've played way more than any. I mean, not I'm way more.
I'm pretty deep. I'm almost with my true Vault Hunter mode run. I'm level 50 and all that good shit. I feel like the weapon diversity is unreal with legendaries for me, personally.
Okay, so when you get just to that point, game, you think it gets kind of... Then it starts like...
I mean, at the end of the day, the weapon diversity for leveling guns was already pretty nuts. Because Fruit's describing leveling guns, realistically. Yeah.
But that's once the thing, you get like, to big Borderlands legendaries, 2, I finished the story and I was like, I want to run it again. Mm-hmm. I finished this one, I was like... I don't want to do another character.
And that's how I felt. I don't want to do another character. And that's almost because I like Amara too much too. And like none of the really characters. I think Zane looks kind of cool. But I'm with you. Like I definitely do not have any desire to do a second character. And that's why
I wish I could say the same. Actually, I don't wish I could say the same. This game's dope.
Did you do a second character yet, Blue?
Well, I'm going to finish Flag on True Vault Hunter. And then I'm probably going to do Amara next and try to get her... And do a True Vault Hunter mode with her before Shadowkeep comes out. Which point then I'll start grinding the shit out of Shadowkeep.
So for you, story, gunplay is why it's -2 right now, right? Is there another factor that like...
For me, the end game is exactly what I thought it would be.
Just kind of... And but like that's what you know you're getting into, though.
But
like,
but here's my problem. And we talked about it, like it's been 7 years. And I know not all of that has been spent on that development. Mm-hmm. But still, it's been 7 years.
Yeah.
Like, regardless. Games have changed. You could have added really just, something.
Yeah.
It's Borderlands 2.5.
No, it's still Borderlands 3. I can't say it. It's still Borderlands 3.
I'm going to say
2.5. I think the problem is a lot of people expected activities compared to Destiny. And to an extent, I kind of felt that way too. But as soon as I started playing it and I got to the end game, I realized, man, there's so much fucking shit you could do with these characters. And that's kind of the whole point of Borderlands.
Yeah.
And their whole... And the end game's not for everyone, which is dope, and it's fine. And if you don't like it, I mean, that's, you know, that's up to you. I know a lot of people have gotten accustomed to Destiny's activities where it's like, oh, here's a new raid. Here's a new activity. Here's some new guns. Go play these activities over and over. But with Borderlands, they kind of front load all of that to where it's like, we'll play this really big campaign over with all these different busted guns. And I think the whole point is finding the end game for me is only as deep as you want it to be, truly.
Especially with Borderlands, especially with this game, like more especially so than with any this other game. Kind of
because like I think for a lot of people it's like, oh, Flak is busted, like I just beat this game, why would I play the rest of this game if Flak's busted? And it's more like, bro, Flak is busted, I can't wait to see how busted Amara is.
How busted can I get this character? And that's like what the difference is, I think, between like Destiny and this game is like with Destiny you do like small increments of trying to get your guy better and stuff like that, like trying to get a spare rations and stuff like that. With Borderlands, it's that on crack and you can just reload and just kind of try and get exactly what you want.
Borderlands doesn't have activities. Like Borderlands doesn't have raid. Maybe it has like those little trials and stuff. And
I was disappointed in the fact that like the PvP was still like melee. Now it's just kind of a giant orb. I kind of wish like
we never even did one.
No, exactly. And
Blue and I were about to, and then I guess I stepped down. So you failed. And I was like, oh, all right, well.
Yeah, if you say in a zone, that was a little weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, didn't, like, Borderlands 2 have, like, its own, like, little arena it would teleport you into, like, if you were doing, like, a battle with somebody?
I feel
like that was a thing or something.
But I think there was somewhere on the map that had a PvP thing.
Like, you could, like, go onto the map, and it would literally be, like, somewhere you could, like, battle your friends and stuff like that.
Something like that. Or there was somewhere.
And there may be something like that in Borderlands 3. I don't know. But you got to enjoy the Borderlands 3 in the sense of like the jokes and all like the meta kind of things. Like
the humor, a lot of like the inside jokes or like the illusions and Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Loved all those. I still need to find the One Punch. But I loved always like looking at
there's like a Dinklebot one too, I guess. And then
all the classic like Borderlands jokes like that. Yeah. Totally cool. But for me, like seeing 2 days after or 3 days after the game's released and people are final build on the hardest mayhem, two-shotting the boss already.
Yeah.
Like,
how far can you take that?
That's Like, yeah. But you've already so far, like, you've.
Well, and I
for me, like, for me, that's just it. Like Blue's saying, the end game is for some people, and it's not. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's not enough for me to keep going. And on top mm-hmm. of that, I wasn't expecting it to be a games for service or like a live service game.
Yeah.
But just yeah. innovate something. On something. But yeah, I mean, it's
almost exactly like maybe like a Nightfall mission or something, like where you can like queue with your friends into an ultra mega hard boss that has a chance to drop this, and you can do it like once a week or something like that.
Or even more like a dungeon, or you could have done tons of stuff, but
yeah.
For me, it's like, what's the point though? Because you already have a ton of bosses that will do the same thing for you.
Well, I felt we didn't fight that many bosses. I felt like we fought more in Borderlands 2.
About 9? It seemed like 9 or 10, I think. I mean, I can think of. That many. Yeah.
Not main bosses.
But that doesn't mean definitely that, main bosses. Still...
And then, but then the side bosses weren't as like crazy or anything. They were pretty much just bigger normal mobs. Yeah. Like Captain Trant or mm-hmm. whatever. It was just a bigger, you know.
Yeah, I think
I totally disagree there. I feel like all the dough bosses is one of the strengths of Borderlands.
Oh, Penn and Teller's boss was so
that one was sick.
I feel like that's the weakest part of all the other looter shooters that I didn't have that same issue in Borderlands. Is all the other looter shooters, literally every boss is a reskin of a smaller mob.
Yeah,
and in Borderlands, I can't say the same. Like with the vault bosses, those were all just completely unique boss fights.
Well, there's only one vault boss.
Yeah.
There's multiple vault bosses.
No, there's three. Like the Reckoner is like the first one, and then you go into that room. The
floating tomb. Yeah,
the second one is like the tree boss. With, like,
you had
the
Penn and Teller
Jason
boss,
mask.
Which was dope. You had Troy, which I'm not sure how I felt about that boss.
He has
fight.
like a hockey mask kind of thing, and he had like two, like six eyes. Like it was like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
he had like a.
There was like a dragon one, right? That was when Maya died, right?
That was... Something? No, yeah, when was, Maya that died,
that
was the
first fall boss.
That was like the Reckoner one.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking of just the one where you went in and it was that tree-looking dude.
But like one thing that did take me out of it, we did have fun with it and stuff, but like if a lot...
So many glitches. That too.
That, but then like the whole... When you're burning Troy, when you're fighting him, he's...
Okay, like, yeah, I agree.
Like,
they gotta tone down.
Can
like
we
that,
cone
you know?
That down, please? Like, that is so 100%. Ridiculous.
That
like,
took me out of the fight.
Exactly.
That was
and it
silly.
Just and it just takes you out of the fight, and it's like you know
you're going
that,
down, Vault Hunter.
Take this. Like it was just like
10 minutes of him just screaming.
And it's like if you're gonna do that. Sure, whatever, but it's going to take a lot of people out of it, and it did for me because that's like one of the main bosses that you're
fighting. Yeah, that was like a big turning point.
Yeah, exactly, and I just couldn't help but like laugh and not take it seriously at all.
Not to mention, as soon as we finish it, I fall through the map for
a
couple minutes.
Oh, you got.
We'd get to certain quest steps, and we'd have to keep rolling into different worlds. Like, does yours work?
There's a pinata with a cut in the cutscene. Yeah,
pinatas and cutscenes.
We always I think a lot of the attention though went to the Echo Cast thing for Borderlands. I think they wanted to kind of they knew they didn't have some sort of end game thing, so they wanted people to like stick with streams and stuff like that. So they kind of trying to like integrate a whole kind of thing.
I mean, but, I think the extension thing's dope.
I thought the extension
it is.
Was dope.
Oh, it's super dope. But I think a lot of their ideas, like all their manpower and idea, like went into that. For sure. And it was sweet. I liked it. Don't get me wrong. It was...
They need to balance the stupid...
I thought it was a nice plus for people to actually watch streams. I don't think there's any...
Like, it definitely helps content creators, no doubt.
But they need to figure out the player control boss thing, because it's either the easiest boss you've ever fought, or you're sitting there for, like, 20 minutes, like, this isn't
even worth it. Well, by the end of it, we were starting to melt them.
Well, that was your
fault.
Because we had, like, a Mayhem
2. Oh, well, no. That was... I'm talking even before we would find one and be like, oh my God.
Yeah, like,
and then it'd be like, get him before we can regen.
Yeah,
oh, he's regen.
Yeah.
He's leveled up.
And then
he's
like,
regening.
Well,
again.
And then it like snowballs. Like once they get that first regen in and then they get the two levels in and then all
it's
of a sudden
over.
They get a new shield and then all of a sudden you're there for 45 minutes to get two greens.
Yeah.
And it sucked.
But I mean, don't get me wrong.
That's
I still,
fun though for chat though, because like they're, you know, because
they're like, ha ha ha.
I mean, if you could tell me when I was like 8 and I could have messed with Way William Johnson equals 3, dude, I would have totally done that. Like,
sure.
So I get it, but like, come on.
Yeah. Just something there. But as the extension as a whole, would love to see that implemented. Mm-hmm.
Oh, exactly. Like have that be like the pinging system in Fortnite or Apex and just have that kind of be everything. Be the standard.
Why doesn't every game have that, dude? Now, ever since Apex, every game I play, I'm like,
has it? But
I'm like, look right here. Oh.
I mean, Fortnite has it now.
Borderlands did. They had that.
Blizzard, so Overwatch good, needs to put that in for sure.
For sure.
I hope Call of Duty has it.
Destiny. I was trying to ping.
Yeah.
D2.
I would think Modern Warfare has it. I don't think so. Did you try at all, like, when you played it?
I mean, I don't know. I was on a controller. And went to record more the other night. Because, like, my first games I recorded went pretty well. Maybe it's a good thing the game audio didn't record. It's like, I was playing very average.
Yeah, just...
Which I normally don't call it. No,
you probably pop but off I think more often than not.
The problem, too, was, like, I had played two games when it first launched.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was playing the night of the very end of the beta after people have been playing for four days.
Oh, yeah.
And the only people in this closed alpha or whatever like beta are, like, mainly...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, grinders. They know the maps.
And because point, of the whole yeah.
And the lack of a mini map,
mm-hmm.
Where you don't see people on mini maps even in regular game modes, the pace of the game felt campier, and it was disoriented, and I didn't know the maps, so people mm-hmm. already had that edge on me.
And controller too.
So I was like, I can't tell if I'm just bad or is it this, or so I was like, I'm just gonna wait till the PC beta, yeah. And if I suck, then I just suck.
This weekend, right?
Yeah, I think starts Thursday or Friday.
Are we streaming
it's
that?
Crossplay. Of course we are.
Twitch.tv/RobbieD.
Twitch.tv/BlueWestOne. Twitch.tv/MrFruit. Not Mr. Fruit. People make that mistake. Yeah, they make that mistake on YouTube and apparently Twitch. They've been like, I've been following Twitch.tv/MrFruit forever.
Like, that's not
just
me.
Just waiting for you to go live.
That's not me.
That's not me. My bad. But yeah, so Borderlands, I did enjoy it. When I first started playing, it brought me back. I was really excited.
Yeah.
And then I fell into a lull. The mid game for me was really slow.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that story picked up, that's why I was like, screw the side missions. Like,
yeah.
Story started to pick up and it was nice, but it's so short.
Yeah. Like, I wish from it when it picks better. Up, like, it's already almost pretty much over.
From pretty much the Troy fight, that's when it's like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's so few
yeah.
until the end.
Yeah.
And I just wish they'd paced it better. And we'd gotten to enjoy moments like that mm-hmm. more across and have stuff keeping us going. I actually wish we would have gotten Pandora a little sooner.
Oh, I thought it was
for me, like, the first 2 hours or 2 3 hours, I was like, people were like, what do you think of this game?
To be fair, we burned side missions pretty hard in Pandora.
Yeah,
we did.
I don't think we went hard on harder most than any other planet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe if we had just gotten off as soon as we could have, it would have been different.
Because when I started my True Vault Hunter mode with Datto, we were off Pandora within like legit like 40 minutes.
No, see, that probably would have been way nicer.
Yeah.
Because we'd spent so long, so it was like 2 3 hours before we got off.
And we were doing side missions.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's just how
I can't help.
Oh, no.
I can't help it.
If you give me a side mission, I'm doing it.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter what game it is. If I can do it before the main mission,
mm-hmm.
I will. And that's how I end up in Skyrim and never actually doing it. And like Breath of the Wild, too. Yeah.
Going like off the beaten path. My little brother walks up to me, and goes, man, Breath of the Wild's hard. And he goes, what do you do? And I was like, what do you mean, what do you do? I was like, you just go. I was like, whatever you find, you just
be free.
It. And he's like, well, sometimes I walk into things and they're like way harder than what I can do. And I was like, well, then you can't do that one. Go find another one. Like,
that reminds me, Claire was playing once. Or no, I was trying to play. She's like, here, you play for a while. And so I was going places I shouldn't be, of course. Yeah. I was going off beaten path.
Yeah, just running.
And I find this like centaur thing that like one shot her.
Mm-hmm.
Her character at the time, yeah. But I was playing.
Like, and I was like, this thing.
I'm going to beat this thing. Yeah. I treat it like a Dark Souls boss, just like dying after dying. Yeah. She's like, quit it. 2 hours later, I beat that thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, just to get like a weapon that broke after like 5 hits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I beat him. I was like, this is so sick. Like, look at this gear. This is so good. Used it for like five minutes. It's like, yeah. It broke. Well, at least we beat it.
Yeah.
But that's how I play those games, which is why they can be trouble for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so for me, it's 7 out of 10. One, glitches constantly taking you out of the
for sure
out of a lot of stuff
and they were small, but like they add up to really affect the experience for sure.
But they were big enough though, like when it would be like literal, like, you can't move the next step of this quest.
Yeah, like when we wanted to talk to that one guy and we literally had to like reload the instance and then go into Christian's world, which and then for some reason his world was like 5 levels lower than what we actually were.
So you had to go back in your...
Yeah, and then we had to go back into mine, and then it actually worked. And then, like, not only did we have to go back to that mission part, but it, like, spawned us way back over there. So we had to literally run through everything that we had already just done. But, like, by that, it was, like, super redundant.
And we had to, like, talk to Clay. He just fell through the floor.
Oh, yeah.
You guys weren't there. Yeah. I talked to Moxie once when we were at that Battle Royale place, whatever that was. And I'm just talking to her, and her character just floats up in the sky and just away. I'm like, and then she's just gone, keeps talking, and then, like, she's like, take this item. I'm like...
You just hear it in the background. It's like the little up sound.
Yeah, but she's like, nowhere to go. I'm like, what? And then she, like, appears behind you.
Yeah.
So just stuff like that, like... You would have think they'd ironed out more of that, because like Blue was saying, there's some of the bigger ones like the quests, but then there's a lot of the small ones here and there. I would also get reload glitches a whole bunch, like especially when I was using hand cannons or pistols, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah,
I would empty and I'd be like reload, and it would start and stop the animation. I could never.
Well, I don't know if you guys ever got this. Like whenever I would like hold like to aim in, sometimes my gun would like go like that or something like that. Like it would scope, put me in and out, and put me in and out, and I was like. Just hold it.
Oh, and then the other thing is, like, what Data was complaining about was, like, half the time I don't know what I'm shooting. Unless it's a big mob. Like, hitting crits in this game was so hard because there's, like... And it might also be because we played with four people. So there's four times what you would normally see.
And then there was two pets also running around, too.
Like, so, I mean, it was just chaos.
And then I was also shooting... I wish, like, they put, like, Tanjiro's name above, like, him or something like that so we could see that, dude. I can't tell you...
100%.
I can't tell you how many times I ended up, like, just shooting, like, Tanjiro. Like, shooting rockets at him. Like, my rockets are going through this skag, dude. Like, what the... Oh, it's Tanjiro.
Harold, get out of here.
Yeah, it's Tanjiro and Harold.
I wish they would. I don't know why they wouldn't, especially since you can rename the pets.
And then you guys were like, oh, look at our names. And me and Dad were like, yeah, we can't.
Well, that's when I was like, wait, what? And Blue's like, yo, for real, look at the name. And I'm like, I can't.
There is no name. Like, what is he talking
like, what?
About?
Like, why would that not be a thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. So I started really excited, got back in the Borderlands, like, feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of a lull in game.
Are you
going
to go back
up.
To it?
I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, what level did me and you end it? We
like
we still haven't played since
45,
that night. I think it was like 44.
44,
like
44. That. Well, also for me, I'm not as much of a gamer. So, like,
what are you talking about? You got
be.
MMIXXXI today.
No, but
did
like,
you actually get it today, by the way?
You did.
I did, yeah.
I got the Recluse today.
Yeah, and probably
nice
my last.
You.
I got my first
pin. Be still busted in Shadow King.
I got my first pinnacle weapon.
Thing. I'm so proud of you. You did it. But, what was it? What's it talking about for Destiny?
Borderlands and like...
Oh, Grindr. Yeah. So like, for me, we did 24 hours in like 2.5 days. That is a lot.
That
I can't... Like, we would be playing for 2 hours and I'd be ready to get off because that's how I'm normally playing now. Like,
for sure.
Like, that was a lot.
Well, like when I did my back roller, it would literally like... I would literally like just roll a little bit and it was like... and I was like, oh my God.
But I just haven't really like...
grinded a game.
Yeah, I don't
like
really
that.
Grind like that.
Like,
anymore.
We haven't grinded a game like that maybe since Destiny 2 launched.
Since Destiny 2 launch.
Yeah.
And before that, the only time I ever pretty much do that is one day when that DLC drops of Destiny. You like grind that day one. And then day two, I'm like, oh God. So for me, I'm not as much of a like, for Blue, I'm sure that was casual.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And even Datto.
Casual. Oh,
well,
are,
like, I mean, when I was like, I want to go to bed. You guys are like, oh, come on. I'm like, it's 3
well,
in the
like,
morning.
Please. I was like, at that point, like, when I'm in that zone, like, I'm at like 12 hours. I'm like, what the fuck is another 6 hours? You
well,
know?
See, for me, I'm thinking ahead, like, I'm going to hate myself in the morning. Yeah. I need to go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, I could probably
you're
keep
rational.
Going.
You're rational. Trust me, because at the end of the time when I got off and, like, I was like, okay, I'm really tired.
Yeah. Well, because you're like, we're getting up at like 9 in the morning, right? It's like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Shoot for noon.
Yeah,
and Rob's like,
little,
I didn't go to the gym. I just woke up.
Yeah. I mean, I did run that morning, though. I did go to the gym afterwards, too.
Proud of you.
Well, you know what I'm proud of, too?
This at?
How'd you know?
And
we're back.
We're back.
Welcome,
gamers.
So, there was some Destiny 2 news that I think that we should get to. Just some like small balance changes that I don't really know about. Just kind of hopefully that this game works. I got the Recluse today, and that was probably. One of the worst kind of experiences like I have done in a long
time.
Did you play with a gun though? Like, did it feel dope?
No, I haven't. I literally got off the game.
Blue, get this. Okay. He's like, this is the worst experience. I was like, so like, how much did you solo queue? Like the first two games. And then after that, full stack the entire time. He's like, dude, that was miserable. I was like, try solo queuing the whole thing.
And what's best too is like the first day I was doing it, like to get.
Well, I watched you when you were using a controller.
Yeah.
You're getting like one kill and you had just like people just straight carrying
you. It was GP, Lambie, and America.
Yeah, sick. I was like, Rob's not even playing the game.
You're right. I was just streaming, having fun.
Yeah, so I was like, Rob's like, man, that was the worst experience. Like, don't even.
That like I think,
like you got through because
like you know how you like you got to get to like 2100 and then you got to get to like 100% wins. I literally like started at like 100% wins.
Definitely probably would have. It definitely is the part that drove me crazy for sure, though.
Oh, it sucks. And then, so like when I started my stream today, I was like at 72%, which when you get a win in comp is like you get 3%. So it was about like 9 games I had to win.
That's a lot of games.
For and sure. By the time I was like 9 games, I was like hour and a half. Like I was like hour. Like we're going to just pop off, dude.
Yeah.
4.5 hours later. Like it was so bad. Christian got a dope double clap, though. You're going to see that. Though. I'm sure that's already out.
Yeah. That should be, yeah.
That was sweet.
I choked right after, but
yeah, he did.
I was just so hyped. I didn't hear like overtime. And then you're like, dude, he's on the flag. Like, I just turned around. I was like, you got to be kidding. I couldn't even make it.
Like, Blue, so like this sad. Guy calls Dawnblade and it's survival 1-on-1. And Christian's like, I just got to hide. I got to run. And all of a sudden I'm like, he doesn't know that the cap point is up. And he's like running like away, man. And
yeah,
it was just so sad.
Right after such a sick collab, too.
Yeah. But we have Recluse now. And then what else is coming balance change wise? I have no idea. Scout rifles are tight, right?
So they posted the weekly update last week, which by the time this video goes up, they would have posted another one.
Oh,
so ignore that. You guys don't read that one at all. Act like you never read it. but this last this week of Bungie, they talked about how they're upping a bunch of gun damage.
Upping all of them, or like
they're
just
for the most part, they're upping all primary weapon gun damage in PvE, and they were doing this. This is a little bit controversial. They're doing this because in Shadowkeep. They are nerfing precision damage to minor enemies.
What does that
so
mean?
Right now, so
headshots will do less.
So right against now, there's non-bosses. A modifier on miners where your primary weapon is dealing twice the precision damage modifier it is
to a boss.
Like elites or bosses.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, I can definitely see how that is kind of like I'm doing more damage to a boss than I am just this little grunt over here.
No. You're doing more damage to those grunts than you are to bosses and stuff.
Well, currently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're changing
on, that. But no, that's what I'm saying. Basically like, they're going
to change
it to that.
So basically on trash mobs, you're dealing, on precision hit, more damage than, like, elites or bosses, essentially. So they're nerfing that and increasing all the weapon damage to compensate. This is controversial for a lot of people.
A little sus.
because before Warmind... I think it was the Warmind update. They did the opposite thing where they reduced your body shot damage and increased your precision damage. And they did it because they wanted to reward, you know, good aim. So a lot of people felt like this is like kind of going back to original like Destiny D2 vanilla where like precision didn't matter.
D2 and you vanilla,
could
just, bro,
you could just shoot
thing.
Whatever and not get... People were worried because... like precision weapons might be worse, but
yeah,
it's all like no one really knows right now exactly how it's going to work because we don't know all of the patch notes for Shadowkeep. Like for all we know, my like grunt health is getting reduced as well. So
yeah, something
that was
like
just that was a little controversial for many people. Yeah.
They're buffing auto rifle. Oh. Well, so I mean that's kind of like the whole.
I mean they're
buffing
most
damage.
Yeah,
but auto rifles and bows.
They're never going to be viable.
You shut your mouth.
Reclusive mount.
I mean, like, if I'm going into a raid, no. But, like I'd like to be able to go to a strike
top, right?
And be able to... I mean, they're not getting touched directly from what we know. But, like, they're nerfing, like, Luna and Rally and Rift and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not going to be reload anymore. Auto reload. Yeah. Which, honestly, I 100% agree with.
Yeah.
And Wells and the
stupid.
Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just makes everything so trivial. And, like, it invalidates so many guns that inherently have, no, like reload on their own. Like Whisper, as soon as Wells and stuff came out, Whisper was immediately like not quite as dope because every gun could just infinitely shoot shit.
Well, the problem is too is like raids aren't that kind of crazy anymore, and like standing still and just doing a damage phase is really easy. Like nowadays, yeah, you just drop a well and you just sit there and you just hold up left click or right.
You get healed, you get shield, you get damage, you get infinite, no reloads.
Yeah.
You get...
And then like nothing is going to kill you in that thing unless you're stupid.
Which isn't necessarily going to change, but it's also going to be harder to just literally like plug in guns with no downsides.
Yeah.
Like the downside of grenade launchers, they have small clips and you got to reload them every 6 shots.
Yeah.
And like auto reload was like, oh, no, you don't.
Not anymore, you don't. Well, I was watching Christian today and he was like doing a boss battle and he would shoot the thing, reloading. He's like, wait a second. And he just put a wall there.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Like doing this the hard way.
I was like, that is so dumb.
Yeah. I mean, that's why
grenade
launchers are so good right now.
Yeah.
But all in all, Shadowkeep, well, I don't even know.
I'm excited for Shadowkeep.
I'm stoked for Shadowkeep.
Oh,
I hope it's
me too.
Good, but I'm cautiously optimistic as usual.
Yeah, I'm just, it'll be a great step in the direction for the game, but I don't, like, it's not going to be King of Forsaken size.
Yeah, I don't think
it's
going to be
like more Rise of Iron. Yeah. So like the armor changes.
I hope it's bigger than Rise of Iron. Rise of Iron was kind of,
I think it'll be bigger than that. Just because, like, we didn't even get, like, a new destination with that.
That's what I was going to say. Like, no, we did. Like, it was on the Cosmodrome or whatever, right? That, like, Lord of Iron place or whatever.
Oh, yeah. But, like...
But that was, like, a social kind of place.
But this
like,
one, we're getting the moon back, which is apparently even bigger than before. Like, I'm totally fine with getting it back.
Sure, but, like, whatever.
I mean, if they gotta do some things or reskin some things here and there...
Yeah.
Be able to give us more. I mean, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Blue Talk Bat, it's not like... Destiny bosses are super creative anyway. They're bigger, normal mobs.
Yeah.
Like Golgoroth.
They've always been that forever. Yeah.
They're just a bigger version of that, but sometimes they look cooler.
Yeah.
Or like Sepix has a few
besides
more spikes.
Besides like the main raid bosses, they're pretty...
Yeah. They're not too crazy. But for me, as long as there's more content and new stuff to play, and then armor in the right direction and eventually weapons...
I don't know what it is about PvP, man. Like, I was playing it today. Like, I played a lot of it today. Like, normally when I play PvP with you guys for Destiny, like, Dream Team videos, I haven't played the game in 9 months. Like, or, like, just something like that. And, like, even, like, playing it today a bunch, dude, just something is just so, like, off about it. Like, for, like, a minute and a half, it's, like, gunfights. And then when everybody gets a super, it's run away from the roaming supers. Like, just run.
That and, should be changing, so that's the good
I'm
thing.
I'm hoping.
Better in Shadowkeep.
Like I can't tell you how many times I got a snipe on a blade dancer guy or whatever, the shadow step dude or whatever.
Now you bet that'll kill him.
And it doesn't kill him. Like, that is so frustrating to, like, know that, like, when that's coming towards me, it's like, well, I died.
Yeah.
Unless I pop my super and be that guy that, like, is just, now it's a super battle.
I mean, I think it'll be better. And, like, I still have fun with PvP, but the PvP game I'm looking forward to is Modern Warfare.
Oh, my.
That's the PvP game I'm... Mm-hmm.
Well, and if I can get my PvE addiction from Destiny, and it's like, hey, guys, now I'm going to go stream Modern Warfare. You guys want to chill and play Modern Warfare? Like, that's where I'm going to... That's what I'm going to be doing.
I don't
know
if Destiny's ever going to have that...
The same like, D1 PvP itch.
That, like...
It could scratch.
Yeah. I mean, my stream was a Trials carry stream, bro. Like, that's what my stream, like, started on. I loved it so much that,
I mean,
like,
Trials might help when it... If whatever
I'm
doing
not
with
gonna
that.
Be playing it.
It's
like,
the, even
like
if
how
they
I
bring
did
back Trials exactly as it is, it's never gonna be
No.
I mean, if they did that too,
was,
I'd be
which
pissed.
Which honestly is good.
If they bring
but
it back and it's the same thing,
I'd be so pissed.
That'd be pissed.
If they
too.
Literally revert it right back to D1, I mean, it took you guys literally all of D2 to just give us exactly what we had in D1.
Yeah.
I'd be so upset.
Yeah.
I'd rather not have
I don't want Trials at all.
It's just never going to be the same. Like, especially directory-wise. You're never going to have just a big Trials carry. Because, I mean, that type of stuff just doesn't exist anymore for good reason.
No,
so.
It doesn't.
No. And so I'm excited for Shadowkeep. But, yeah. Looking forward to... I'll be looking forward to grinding that, getting the new exotics, playing the content, getting that, like, Destiny.
Well, and like, this is, like, the best time for, like, video games. Exactly. Like, it's just
a lot of stuff coming.
Yeah, just a bunch of streaming at twitch.tv/RobbieV.
Yeah, which...
Check it out.
I will just briefly note.
Yeah, you should plug.
Because it's probably safer to do here.
Exactly.
Because we mentioned YouTube recommendations. There's this tweet the other day. Maybe it was like yesterday or today. I don't remember.
Like 2 days ago or something.
Yeah. But the guy, there was this YouTuber, and he's like, after talking with my YouTube rep for like the 30th time, as to why my videos aren't recommending, they finally admitted that they're not getting recommended because I have my Twitch link in the description.
That is so ridiculous, man.
That's nuts to me, 100%.
That's so petty.
Dumb, dude. Like, sorry you have an inferior streaming platform, YouTube, that people, like, don't want to stream on. Like, that's just how it is, bro. Like, step your game up instead of, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game.
See, well, that's the thing, though, is they're punishing people who aren't even, like, contractually obligated to do that stuff. Like, if you're under YouTube gaming stream, then obviously, yeah.
Sure, yeah. Yeah,
you try to stream on Twitch, then, yeah, under contract, bro, like, get fucked.
You can't do that.
But this is just being petty because it's like, ah, oh, shit, man, we really don't want people to go to anywhere else besides YouTube. They did this with Patreon.
As if, like, Twitch takes a huge, like, income away from YouTube, which, if anything, I'm sure it almost helps it, like, in some sort of way. Because
what you see is big Twitch people are then like, I'm going to make YouTube channels just upload
highlights.
Yeah, and then YouTube gets that revenue.
It's completely different mediums, and
they're okay if they make like the money, but if like, hey,
but it's the other way around.
If you're gonna take that $4.99 away from us, bro, dude, like, hey, you better stop that.
Man, you better calm down, bucko.
The ironic thing too is by doing that, they're pushing people away from their platform.
Yeah.
Like that guy's like, well, now 100%. I really have to stream.
Yeah,
because like, man, now my YouTube videos are doing even worse.
Yeah,
but they're like, I had a talk with one of my YouTube friends. Like, where just YouTube is right now, and it feels like they're just punishing variety even more.
Yeah.
And he's been talking about, and I can totally see it, it feels like the algorithm recommends and pushes channels in waves, and will, like, push this channel, and then after a few months, they take it out, and then maybe they pick it back up, and then they put it out. There's no rhyme or reason. When someone's doing really well, the other person is really suffering. Like, this person's like, wow, this is the worst time in YouTube for me.
Well, what you
and
say,
this person's like, wow, I'm getting recommended everywhere.
Yeah. Well, when you say, like, it's hurting variety, I feel like if you upload, like, a specific game, it's pretty good to be you right now. But if you're uploading variety and, like, playing all kinds of games right now, you just get boned. Because then they just see, like, oh, this had 60K views. Oh, this one had 150K views. Like,
yeah. So, I mean, I just won't name him because I don't want to. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Like, we had it in confidence.
Yeah.
But his YouTube person he talked to, he was talking about it, and the guy was like, well, look at the X videos. So, like, for me, imagine he was like, well, look at your Destiny videos, like, those are doing really well,
just do
Destiny. And it's like, that's exactly what we're not want. We don't want to just do one
exactly
thing.
Like, that's not why I started YouTube, you know. Like, you started YouTube specifically to, like, upload just any kind of content, not just a single Destiny video every day, dude.
I capitalized on it at the point just because it was growing.
Yeah,
I like the game. And it worked, but then I very quickly, switched to, like, all right, I can't do this.
I want to do. Yeah. Like, it's one way to get your name out there and everything, and, like, start that way. But, like, to keep your sanity and, like, to, like, what you want your content to be.
But I mean, like, I'll never look at YouTube the same after my Sekiro playthrough.
No.
I get nearly, like, legitimately killed my channel. That was the worst month I've ever had.
Was that because March?
March or April. I think it was March, right after a great month too with Apex. Mm-hmm. And it was simply because this one video wasn't getting as much attraction. And so YouTube's like, all right,
he's dead.
Blacklisting you. Yep. Yeah. And so now I'm worried every time I upload something or I see something bad. I'm like, oh, great. Is this one outlier like GG over easy?
Yeah.
Like, the people who watch it love it, but it doesn't reach as broad of an audience as a usual video.
Like a Destiny video would.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm worried that they're like, all right, well.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's just so fickle.
Well, that's why Patreon, it might be a thing with the podcast.
But that's also why I've been streaming on Twitch. And people keep coming in here. It's like, so is this like a one-time thing?
No, it's a lot of fun, man.
Well, as of the time of this, in the past 10 days, I think it was live 8 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, like, that's usually more than I'd have in a year.
Yeah. I mean, that's more than I would have in, like, a year, dude. I've been live these past, like, 13 out of, like, 16 days or something like that.
You're also gone for the Bachelor thing.
Right? Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm just having a lot of fun with it. I can also play games there.
Well, I think more so for you is not having a webcam. Because when you have a webcam and stuff like that, people can, like, see you and stuff like that. I think it's more so people go, like, because, like, I think they see, like, the hi, yo, everybody, my name is Fruit. Woo, 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 playing games. Yeah, la, la. And then, like, when you're actually, like, streaming, like,
if it's ever
playing
a face
games like
cam
a normal
video,
fucking person, you're going to be like...
If it's ever a face cam video, that means it's probably 20 or 30 minutes of recording.
Yeah. Thank
and
alerts.
For me, it's like the
talk
lights.
Talk to the people you're playing, the lights, like the food, the drink in the water. And then it's just
Drain
like...
Me.
By that point, dude, you're like 5 hours in. You're like, oh my fucking God, I want to die.
True. What's wrong? You look sad. Yeah, you look mad.
Well, and then when you get those kind of comments, dude, you can't help but get like tilted by it. Because then it's just like, dude, I'm just playing games. Like, please let me see what you look like 6 hours in after like playing a game, talking with your buds on stream, but also making sure you're not muted or like making sure you're muted so you don't hear them or anything like that. And then not missing a sub, so this person's like, hey, you missed my sub, dude. Like, we chill? Like, come on, man. So, like, it's just, like, there's a lot of things going on. So, I think, like, having your webcam off, dude, is huge, and that's awesome. And it's, like, that's what it, exactly, dude. And just keep doing that. That's sick.
That, and then I'm trying to double down on, in order to also be able to stream more, is know what videos I'm making, and then play that game and make part of that stream a video.
Yeah, exactly.
So straight up, sometimes I'm streaming like, all right, we're starting this video, and I'll do my intro, and I'll know like this specific slot to is more specifically going to be a video, and then I'll end it, and then I'll just go into normal gaming. And
yeah,
I've just been enjoying it. I'm going to plug it here because, you know, God knows if I put it somewhere else.
Well, that's what like Dada was saying. If you do like a, hey, I'm starting my stream now kind of thing, that
there's
like they don't like that or something.
If you make certain video, like videos announcing your streaming,
yeah,
there have been channels that like straight up get like deleted or like
copyrighted, yeah, or like something.
They put it on some kind of a list or like punish you for doing that. It's like, well, how am I supposed to let my YouTube audience know? Like, hey, I stream if you want to watch.
Yeah.
And I know some people are like, oh, great, you're just going to become a streamer. Well, I have no intentions.
Yeah,
of,
I was going to say, like...
Like, literally the content you'll see is...
You still exactly probably enjoy same. YouTube more than you do streaming in the sense of, like, the creative process, I think, more than, like, Twitch.
And the flexibility.
For sure. Because, like, with Twitch, you're sitting there for 7 hours.
Right.
Like, you're streaming for 7 hours. With YouTube, you 30 minutes here, make the thumbnail, edit it all out.
Well, that's just how I've gamed. So like when I'm streaming 2 hours, I'm like
wow.
Like for me, that's a while. And people, you barely been streaming.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like yeah, bro. Normally I'm like, I've stopped playing, I've stopped recording, I'm editing.
I'm at the gym at this point.
Yeah, like, I'm at the gym, I'm editing, I'm already done, and then I'm on to another game because I play so much different stuff.
While this one's rending, I'm gonna like play Plants vs. Zombies and for like 30 minutes and get that content.
Yeah.
It's get the content, extract the content, get out.
Get the content and extract. So feel free to check me out there. Link will be in the description here, but this video already underperforms, so yellow. But like, but that's the other thing too. I don't want to like make it seem like I'm bitter. Like I know,
like
we're not stopping this
for sure.
And I know like, the people who watch this are like, "Yo, we love this."
Yeah,
like,
it's not stopping.
It's like a ritual for me now. Yeah,
oh, and exactly for me too. Like it's part of my routine, man. Like a big part of me, like fighting like my depression and stuff, is having a routine, dude. Like working out, waking up, coming here, doing the podcast, editing the podcast, going home, streaming, and just repeat. Like, that's what it is. And it's nice to have that routine. Yeah. So that's why I love GG over Easy.
Well, I found, and you found it too, when you put more into yourself and work more, it's a lot easier to get going.
For sure.
Like,
yeah.
The hardest part is getting started.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, like a snowball, right? The hardest part is making the little ball.
Yeah.
And then putting it down the hill. But once it gets rolling,
well, because like you want to see like results immediately and stuff like that. But like you just kind of have to slowly do it. And then once you start seeing those results, that's the thing you get like addicted to. And that's what I'm addicted to. Results. Shit.
Well, we've kind of talked about it though. Like your weight loss is less drastic right now, which is completely normal.
Well,
that's exactly what happens.
Well, I weighed 176 a month ago and I'm down naked. I will say this. When I weigh myself naked, 163, dude. So about a 13-pound like net loss of that's like so, but I've also like started gaining weight muscle too.
But
like,
you're not gonna see 13 pounds lost in
the
month.
I don't want to see that. And like that's like just not anything I want to see. I want to start seeing like pecs, dude. Like I had Christian Felties today. Look at that, Chad. You ready for that? You want that? But
come at me.
I'm like really excited about like working out and stuff. Granted, it sucks and like getting to the gym is like the hardest part and stuff like that. But like once I'm like in my gym flow and I hit like that once my face starts getting like drenched in sweat after running for like 13 minutes, dude, that's when I'm like, I'm here. Like this is what I like.
Well, there's a whole thing about being in your flow state, which doesn't specifically go with working out, but it can happen during working out. But essentially like literally when you're like, you know, you're playing PvP, like a PvP game, and you're just like, dude, I'm just in the zone. Like when people say in the zone, that's their flow state.
Yeah.
Where they're like, it comes naturally like and you just feel like you're zoned in.
Yeah.
And at the gym, you get into a flow state where like...
And that's what it is.
You don't even notice. You're just going through. You're getting the pump, whatever. Endorphins are flowing. you're able to bang out a workout. Mm-hmm. And that comes later on. Like, you're still at the point where, like, yo, these suck.
Oh, for sure.
And a lot of the time they do suck. But then you also get to a point where it's like,
I like this.
You'll be like, this is kind of tough. But, like, you don't even.
You push
you
through
just,
that.
Yeah, you, like, just do it. And you get, like, done, and you're like, that felt good.
Well, and, like, I've seen results. Instagram.com/RabbyV if you want to see before and after pics for a month. And it's nice. And, you know, and like that's what you said, like, really helped you, was taking, like, just periodic pictures and stuff like that. So you can, like, track yourself and stuff like that. And it's been super dope. And I want to thank you for inspiring me. Thank you, All Might, for inspiring somebody like me. Because that's true. Dude. Like, awesome. You were definitely, like, easily the most, like, inspiring person, like, for me, like, go and, like, push that kind of thing. Because I saw, like, how it worked for you. Because, like, you, like, battle depression and all that kind of stuff. And that was definitely, like, the one thing, like, you loved doing and, like, still do.
Yeah.
Because if you don't work out, do you feel, like, weird that day? Or
it's, like, the only, like, recently I've been having a couple hard months, like, working and stuff. Mm-hmm. And only, like, single uploading for a couple months. Mm-hmm. Which, up until then, I never missed double uploads for like 4 years, yeah, 4.5 years, something like that.
Like a long time.
And it got to a point where I just couldn't even get myself to do like a video a day. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, I was in the gym.
Yeah.
I knew no matter what.
I have to. And that's what it is for me too. Like, I wake up and I'm like, oh, my back, my legs. But it's like, I have to get there. Like, that's all I have to do is just get there. Once you're there, like, you're there.
Well, and this more so specifically relates to me and my depression, but mm-hmm. I mean, it can be to anyone with any kind of motivation or mm-hmm. depression or something. But for me, I have to look at it like there's that little voice, and it's like, we don't want to do this, or we don't want to get out of bed, mm-hmm. or we don't want to go to the gym today. And then you have to follow that train of thought and see where it leads you. Mm-hmm. And if it means you're going to be more depressed, that's your depression talking.
Yeah.
Or in the case of like lack of motivation, for it's sure. just you just can't get yourself to do something. Yeah. So like for me, okay, I don't want to go to the gym today. I'm too tired. Okay, well, if I don't do that, how am I going to feel? Mm-hmm. My day's not going to be right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to be upset that I didn't work out.
And then I'm
and then I might be even, I'll be sad. I'll be mad at myself. Then it might not work out again.
Yeah.
That's my depression.
And like that, and that's what it is for me. It's like, if I don't go to the gym and I don't like stay on this routine, I'm going to be in a funk. And like, I don't want to be in that funk again. So it's like, I got to keep myself busy. Just look forward, go to the gym, go stream. Don't let your head get in the way. Like, don't let that little voice in your head say like, it's not worth it, dude, just you don't need to do anything today. And it's like, I read this quote today and it was like, I never heard a crackhead say, I don't have any money today, I'm not gonna smoke. A crackhead always finds a way to smoke. So are you gonna let a crackhead outwork you today?
And I was
like, yeah. I was like, man. And I was like, I'm not gonna let a crackhead outwork me right now. So
you're
like
hustling.
So like, I literally think that now, like, I'm like, man, I don't want to go to the gym. I'm like, dude, a crackhead is like out there hustling right now, trying to get some crack.
Sucking
like,
something random.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like, I can't, and you can't go into the gym right now and you can't press the start streaming button for 3.5 hours and hang out with some people. Like, that's literally like all it is to me. And like, I used to think like whenever I started a stream, like, this has got to be the best stream like possible. Like, everything is going to go sick. And like, and if you have those kind of expectations, you're never going to reach those. And so I've just like literally have gone into streaming. If I'm literally playing a game, if I'm playing Minecraft for 1.5 hours, start streaming, dude. Like, what's the worst that can happen? And more often than not, 99% of the time, I'm thankful that I started that stream. You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of people ask me, because of you and me and others, they're like, I get some sort of motivation. Or like, mm-hmm. hey, like, how do I get to the gym? Or how do I do this? My advice specifically for like the gym, people, I just can't get motivated. And I struggle with that every day.
Oh, every mostly. Day.
And I've been doing it daily for 1.5 years at mm-hmm. this point. My advice, this is also very similar to people who like suffer with depression and mm-hmm. stuff. It's just do one step further than you would have done. Mm-hmm. So you're lying in bed, you don't want to get out, get on your feet. Maybe that's all you can do, but that's still one step more you did
than
that
you
day.
Did yesterday.
Maybe you get your gym clothes on. Mm-hmm. You're like, all right, that's I can't do it. I'm too tired. That's it. Okay, fine.
I don't want people to look at me at the gym or like, I don't want
that's
that.
Two steps further. Mm-hmm. Every day build up. For me, it's get to the gym.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm anything with past that I'm with does
you.
Not matter.
Just get there.
Get there. At the very least, you made the drive. You're getting used to it. Mm-hmm. Worst case, you get to the gym. You're not going to walk in and be like, all right, I don't want to do anything. I'm just going to leave. Mm-hmm. When you're there, you're like, okay, I'll do something.
I'm here. Like. Right.
For me, I still find myself sometimes struggling so much that I'll get there and I'll be, all right, I'm just going to do like 20 minutes cardio.
Yeah.
That's all I can do for the day.
Yeah.
But that's still 20 minutes more
than I would.
Than I did the other day. Yeah. I still got to the gym. I mm-hmm. still got myself out.
Yeah.
And you got to like take those small victories. And that's my biggest mm-hmm. thing. Like if you aren't motivated today, that's fine. You don't have to, you don't have to think you have to kill yourself yeah. at 100% every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about just like a diet and stuff. It's not about these short spurts. You're trying to create a habit and a lifestyle yeah. Long term.
Yeah.
And you can't do that unless you get used to it. And the beginning, that hard part is the yeah. habit forming.
Yeah, I mean, like when I have like an off day, even then I'm like, man, like I'm not going to the gym today. Like, oh, this is like kind of weird and stuff. But then you have to like remind yourself that off days are like, for, also, like are super yeah. important.
I have trouble taking off days.
I do too. Like I'll still go and like run and stuff normally. Yeah. But I'm just really happy that like, and I want to thank you guys all for like listening like to the podcast and stuff like that, because it is like one of my like. Like pillars that like make me go to the gym and stuff like that. Cause if like I don't go to the gym, it's like you just told all those people, man, that like you're going to the gym and you're really working on yourself and now you're like not doing it. Like that sucks. Like don't let not only yourself down, I feel like I'm letting a lot of other people down and like I don't want that. So going to the gym and all that is sick. And I mean, it's hard and it's tough. And like the way I've been also losing pounds is like I also like fast. I also like eat like a decent meal a day, like just one meal. And that's been getting better. My trainer like says now like I shouldn't be like working out on an empty stomach, because like I was working out today, man, and I was struggling. Like I got done and I was like, I'm gonna die. Like I'm not kidding you. I literally walked over to like where the like, the massage therapist is, and I scheduled my next appointment. I was like, I need to go on Wednesday, because that's like the best thing ever. Go get massages.
They're nice.
Yeah,
I haven't had one in a while, but
yeah,
I got a deep tissue once.
And that's what I got. I got a deep tissue for 30 minutes last week, 60 minutes.
I took that deep tissue though. I wasn't ready, man. I was sore.
Oh, really? Oh, like
they went, well, this person went ham.
Oh, Leah went ham on me.
Well, they're like, let me know like if I need to let up. And I was like, this must just be like what people deal with. So I'm like, I'm fine. Like oh. Waking up more sore the next day from that than I do at the gym.
Really? That's crazy. See, yeah. I feel like a million bucks.
I just need to. Well, and then Claire and I, like 2 years ago or something, for like Valentine's mm-hmm. Day, took us to like a couple's massage where they did like a shiatsu or whatever, like a much more calm, not so vigorous. And oh my gosh, yeah. That was like
the best
euphoria.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was bliss.
Well, I think this podcast was the best. I had a great time.
Top.
I was great. No, it was butter. I had a great time. Blue, did you have fun?
Where are we at?
Nice. All right. Blue, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me everywhere at Blue Wesla.
Nice. You can find me twitch.tv/RobbieV. And because this was dead. and Instagram, twitch.tv and Instagram, RobbieV, everything.
You can find me. Just search Mr. Fruit.
Yeah.
They're rarely, the URL links are very rarely Mr. Yeah. Fruit. You will take that, dude. I don't know what to tell you. So you can find me there. You can find this podcast again wherever you can find podcasts that you usually listen to them. Didn't mean to hit your ear. I'm so sorry. A little ASMR here. find them anywhere. Be sure to leave it a like or a rating if you did. Remember to comment down below. Leave your feedback if you have any opinion one way or the other on Patreon.
Yeah,
please. And the podcast as a whole. And with that, we will talk to you next Sunday.
Farewell.